The Material UI's MUI library is a popular choice for building React applications. It provides a set of components that follow the material design guidelines, making it easy to create beautiful and consistent user interfaces. In this article, we will create custom components in MUI using React.js and Storybook. The following is a transcript of the video tutorial below. Introduction and getting started. So in this video, we're going to end up with three components in our own custom Storybook. So you need to open your terminal and we're going to install the latest Vite React and TypeScript template. We now need to open VS Code and we're going to open up the folder with the project that we've just created. Now I like to use dev containers when I'm working on projects. Open the command palette, Command Shift P or Control Shift P, and select Dev Containers, Add Dev Container Configuration, File, then add it to the workspace and type in Nodays and type a script and use the defaults there. Once this is finished, an alert will say to reopen any container. And we want to do this to load it under Docker. You will also be asked to rebuild the container. Once that completes, the terminal will allow us to install the latest version of Storybook to follow through the defaults. Here. Now close the little pop up here and use Ctrl+C to end the terminal session. Now let's ensure all our packages are installed. I like to use the Prettier Code formatter, so I make sure that I've got the extension installed. Now let's open up a terminal, install the Prettier package, and let's make a new file for the Prettier config. So that's, and then we add the JSON config that we want to use. Under the Storybook directory, we want to start by opening up the file, and then we're going to add some add-ons to it. Next, we are going to add the TypeScript options. Now these are going to be able to generate the documentation in the Storybook for us. Next, we're going to edit the file, and we've got a few items to add. We have to add the font files, and we need to add the material UTheme provider. Now that we've added the decorators and the parameters, we need to add the corresponding modules for that. So let's install Moving Material, Emotion React, and Emotion Styled. After that, we need to install the font, the material icons, there's a font, and the icons themselves. Now let's close that terminal and we're going to add the file. So this is what we're referencing in that preview. We're going to reference the styles in the create theme, and we're going to reference some colors. After that, we will reference the palette that we want to use. You can see there with the primary, secondary, and error. And under the stories directory, we're going to remove the unused file here for the header and the page. Custom button component. So now we're going to open the button component file, C, and we're going to clear out the stuff we don't need. Now, because we're using the material UI button, we actually want to create a new vision of it to customize it. And we've also got to add the button base props and the extra properties that we are going to add as an interface there. So we've added a label. After that, we've then added the button component itself, and we've added some default properties. Now let's open up the file, and we're going to remove the default content. First of all, we're going to add the meta properties, and that's for the type of the button. GitHub source button, tsx, and we're going to create a story object, which we're going to add some options to for its argument. So in this one, we've got color primary and label primary button. So let's open up a terminal and we can run npm run storybook to get it up and running. Now, because I've got the Vite extension for VS Code, I get a little pop up there and I can preview in an editor in VS Code. So let's look at our button in Storybook and you can see there we've got the documents for it. So this has got all the previous properties that are coming from MIUI, and we can change them by the controls there. You can see we've got a label, so we can change that, and we should be able to see the changes reflected. We can also change the size and the variant for the button. So now let's open up the button file, so you can do Command-P for that, or Control-P on Windows. Now, one of the easiest ways to update the styling of this button is to come in and update the theme. So if we change the primary color to green, here we can open up Storybook and see it's reflected here. Custom drop-down component now. Let's look at the File Explorer, and we're going to create a new component. Now we're going to call this one Hey Drop Down. GitHub Source Drop Down. TessX, so again, we extend the existing component from MIUI, and in this case, the select. We then create a type for its base properties. And then we create an interface. Next, we can add the drop-down component, and then we can add our default properties for this component. We can add the story file, now then it's going to be called. So just like the button story, we have to add the meta story object and the drop-down component itself to the file. GitHub source, drop-down, stories. TessX, we need to create the meta object and do its export and its type of story. Now we're going to add the example for the story there. We want to import the MIUI menu item component, which we're going to use in our example. Now that we've imported the menu items, we now need to create an array of the children items that are going to be of our dropdown. So the options that people can select. Now we can add the children as arguments to the example. Now that we've added the child items to the example, let's go over some ways that we can actually do some customization of the actual component itself in terms of its look and feel. So we can add a star attribute, and just like how we would with CSS, we actually have access to all the standard CSS options available. So in this case, I am setting the background to orange. Let's take a look in the storybook so that we can see how it's turned out, and you can see it is orange in the background there. Custom detatable component. Now let's create our new component, GitHub source detatable. Text. Now this one's going to be a bit more customized in the sense that we've got a lot of elements that are going to make up the component. So this is the data table, and in it will need to import a whole lot of components. As you can see here, there's table, table body, table cell, table container, table head, and table row. Next, we'll make an interface for the data, for the table, and interface for the header cell, and an interface for the table header props made up of the header cells. The table props come next, where we've got the data, the head cell, and whether the table is zebra striped. So we're going to need a table header component, which is going to take the properties needed for that header row. And now for the component itself, which is the data table, we can structure the props for the table into the variables we want to use. We're now going to use the xprop, which is a shortcut used for defining custom styles that also has access to the theme. So now I've made SX variable, and if the property for zebra striped is true, then it's going to set the background color to the gray that's available from me. We're going to add the table container, table header etc, and to the table row component, we're going to add the SX object to the sex props. So that's going to allow us to customize the table row to show the zebra striping if it has been set to true. We now need to make a data table stories file. GitHub source detatable stories. Text, and like previously, we need to import the component, and we also need to create a utilities file. we're going to create our data on top of that. As usual, we need to pull in the meta and the story object. And then we need to set these meta so that it gets all the properties. Now, of course, we need to export that, create the story. We need to make a set of data for the headers. We're going to make a function now to help create data and our story. So now we're going to create our data using the utility function createData. Now we can add the example for our story, and we're going to pass the rows data in there, as you can see, and the header cells. We're now going to make a zebra striped example. Looking back in the browser, we're going to look at the data table, and you can see the docs have all rendered there. And we've got an example here. On the following one, we have the zebra stripes because we have the zebra striped value set to true. So you can see in the example here, I have put a minimum width of 300 pixels. And when we try to close it to that size, it stays at that minimum width. It's common with responsive design that you want to have different breakpoints and show different sizes. So you can do this with the esc prop by using the array. So in the first example here, the breakpoint is for the larger size, and it's set to be the 750 pixel mark. And now if we make the viewport smaller, we can see that the minimum width switches down to the 300. Summary, so we've built a storybook now with three custom components. We've got the button here, and we use the theme there to set that primary color. Remember that you can change the color set in the theme. We have a custom data table, which is made up of many components, and we also have the ability to customize it in terms of adding a striped value. Not only that, we are using the arrays to set the minimum width of the table there. Finally, we have a drop-down, and we've gone for the most over-the-top way of styling, and we can actually add a style property and change the CSS properties on the actual component. So don't forget to like and subscribe my video here, and check out the GitHub project linked in the comments, as well as the text guide.